September of my freshman. buds had grown a tenth of a millimeter. By the time of the summer, by the end of the summer, Mom had been standing in the living room, but she couldn't make it up the stairs. She started to have a terrible cough that only allowed her to sleep 1 hour a night, just that. She spent most of her time pacing back and forth at night in prayer. She could hear coughing in one room of that one section of the house and coughing in the next couple minutes later. Each week she could move less now. In fact, the day before I had to return back to school, the doctor had put her on oxygen to try to help her breathe in the house. Before I knew it, I was back at school, and I had my dorm room all put together and was getting everything ready for class. I was there early because I was an RA and I had to be trained and set up for the students to come. In the midst of this, a tragedy hit my life with my mother dying on August 27, 2005. While my mom was sick, Mom made it very easy to understand everything that they said. Because until the day she died, she preached to us that we have to have faith that God is in control. And God knows what he said. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. But I think that this is so hard for, so hard to understand as humans for those simple human minds. How can something that hurts us so bad actually be part of a plan God has for us that will prosper us and not harm us? It is so easy to get distracted by what's going on around us. There were several times in the past 5 or 6 years when my mom had cancer and asked me to die that I was just so angry. But I didn't understand what was going on. It is easy for me to put God completely to the side. Or at least until someone said, just pray about it. And that is the key. God promises us that when we call upon him, we go and pray with him, he will listen to us. And the same song he was being reminded me of. And I told the youth leaders in Sunday school that I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to the sermon, I think, when I was driving the message to school. And it was something that was said that had stuck with me. And it's real corny, but it worked. Pastor on the radio, I don't know who it was, but the term is dreamy or you could get it kind of. In other words, do you need prayer to control your life, to direct you where to go, or do you just need it to be on your own? I thought that was relevant to my life. It's all about putting your notes in God's hands. And how often do we know that God didn't answer his prayer? We are his children. And he would not want anything for us except for what is in our best interest. Those of you who are children, I'm sure you can relate to that. It is our job as Christians to have faith in the promise and not get caught up in what our earthly mind wants to think. It doesn't matter if you don't think something makes sense. It's God's plan. The only plan that is right. In fact, in Isaiah, it says, in Isaiah 40:13, it says, who has understood the mind of God? I'm not saying that the prayers can be answered right away, because that's not what God has promised. His timeline is very different from ours. And whether we like it or not, it's better than that. This can be backed up by scripture from Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I didn't get a chance to make it home in time to say goodbye to my mom before she died. At first, that was something that bothered me, and I didn't understand why it would happen to me that day. After a 9-hour drive from Bethel, Colorado to Kansas City, and plenty of time to think about it, I realized that happened like that for a reason. God was indeed looking out for me. Although it would have been nice to say goodbye to my mother one last time, I couldn't have watched her take her last breath. And God knew that better than I did. It's just one example of how God's timeline is better than mine. This experience with my mother is probably the closest I've ever felt to being exiled to Babylon. I've personally grown so much and learned so much during this time in my life. I've learned that through the support of loved ones and the church, plenty of prayer and faith, you can make it through anything. In Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." From my personal experience, that is so very true. Throughout my life, I have traveled to multiple countries to do mission work, taught English in Japan, graduated from college, and I'm now finished with my first year of training. I know everything I'm doing. I can only do because of the faith I have in God. Faith that God is looking out for me and that He is in control. I believe that we should read the letter from Jeremiah the same way today that it was originally written. God gave His people a grace of trust, deliver them, and He will keep His promise. God makes His plans for His people, and they are good plans that ultimately bring hope and peace. Therefore, there is no need to be afraid or discouraged. In every situation, however, God's people have their responsibility to speak the word, pray, and ask Him to fulfill His promises. For the word and the prayer go together. Jeremiah 29:13-14 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you." That's so relieving to read. We are promised here that when we are faithful and seek God, we will find Him. With faith, nothing is impossible. So look into your own mind. What are you struggling with? Is it that someone close to you is ill? Work is very difficult and taking all your energy